Well, good morning. Today I just want to share with you all how the data that's housed on CDC's Environmental Public Health Tracking Network can really be a good tool for you in conducting your health impact assessments. So first I want to start with an overview about the tracking network. How many of you all are already familiar with the tracking network? Okay. All right, so some of you,
a little bit,
okay. So for you, those who are not, the tracking network is a dynamic system of integrated health exposure and hazard information, all housed in one place from a variety of different states, national, and local sources. On the network, you can access environmental and health data and information. The data you can view on maps, charts, and tables. And we provide some contextual information and prevention messages around our information. So here you see all of our current state grantees. We fund 26 state health departments to build statewide tracking networks. And then they feed their data into our national network. And then we also have, on the national side, some national data sources that we include. All right, so here you see a list of the health effects content areas that we include, mostly chronic diseases, so asthma, cancer, heart attacks, and reproductive and birth outcomes. And then here you see the environmental information that we include, climate change, which will be heat-related mortality and hospitalization, some heat vulnerability information, temperature distribution, community design, outdoor air quality, and water quality. And actually, we just added pesticide exposure information, so that just came out last month. And then here you see we have some socioeconomic and demographic information, biomonitoring, and health behaviors, such as smoking prevalence and obesity. All right. So earlier this year, we launched new web content that's really directed towards folks who are using data for HIAs. In the content, we include a data user guide, some diagrams that illustrate how the network data can be helpful for land use, transportation, and climate change HIAs. And then also we have links to data and other important resources. So let's start here. What is an HIA? HIA is a systematic process used to evaluate the positive and negative health effects of a plan, project, or policy. For example, land use plans, transportation policies, and climate change adaptation. There are six steps to HIAs, and a couple of those steps do need data, the scoping, assessment, and monitoring and evaluation steps. But as most of you probably know, it's really hard sometimes to find and access this data. So that's where the tracking network comes in. Here you see an example of one of those diagrams that I mentioned that we house on the tracking network. This one specifically for land use and design. And you can see that it lays out how our data can be used for your HIA, the impact, modifying factors, and health outcomes. And if you view the diagrams online, you can link directly to data on the tracking network. And again, we have diagrams such as this for transportation and climate change. So let's just look at a couple of examples from some of our state grantees who are currently using the tracking data for their HIAs. I'll start with Massachusetts. So in 2009, the governor of Massachusetts signed the Transportation Reform Law. And the primary goal of the law was to consolidate all of the state's transportation agencies to really reduce that duplication of effort and to allow for more effective transportation planning. Under the law, the Healthy Transportation Compact was established, and it was composed of the heads of all of the state agencies. It established methods to implement the use of HIAs on transportation projects and to institute HIAs across other public health sectors in the state. Here you see a table that lays out all of the tracking data that was used for this HIA. And the Massachusetts tracking program also used data from some of the other public health offices within their state and the Massachusetts Department of Transportation. So a highlight of findings, the three major findings of this pilot HIA illustrated the importance of considering social determinants of health in the decision-making process. Given that the study area is classified as an environmental justice community, it's essential for affordability of goods, that long-term plans be developed to ensure the affordability of goods and services, the stabilization of the cost of rental apartments, and the availability of employment opportunities. All right, the next example I want to point out is one from New York City, where they qualified the public health burden of exposure to PM2.5 and ozone at the city and neighborhood level using data from the New York City Tracking Network. The city released two reports which show the disparity in pollutant burdens across neighborhoods, with the majority of the burden in low-income areas. So there you can see in the first report, PM2.5 was associated with 6% of deaths citywide. And in the second report, they estimated that a 25% reduction in PM2.5 deaths related to the declining PM2.5 levels. And these burden estimates were used to support and on air quality through the city's long-term sustainability plan, which is the Plan NYC. And lastly, I'm going to point out an example from Minnesota. So in Minnesota, there, in 2013, the legislator funded a joint state agency, Air and Health Initiative, to respond to environmental justice concerns about air pollution and health. The specific area of interest included the urban core of Minneapolis, where there are several high traffic corridors and high rates of asthma hospitalizations and ED visits. State's health and environment agencies use data from the Minnesota Tracking Network, and they're now in their final stages of releasing a report with estimates of local health impacts of air pollution by poverty status and race. And the report should be coming out in February. And then as part of the initiative, Minnesota developed new interactive maps to respond to community concerns about air pollution and health. The maps include asthma, poverty, and chronic pulmonary disease rates by zip code for the Twin City metropolitan areas, and the maps are available on the Minnesota Tracking Network. All right, so next steps. Next steps would be to check out the data and resources that are currently available on the Tracking Network, the data user guide, the state and local portals and community profiles that we have. Develop and share examples of how the Tracking Network data can be or are being used to inform your HIAs, and then also to provide comments and suggestions of the types of data that would be useful for HIAs to help inform us at the Tracking Network. And that's it. Any questions for me? Sure. Depends on the data set. On the national side, everything's at the county level. But if you visit each state portal, some of them have sub-counties, zip code level, and some of them even further. But it just depends on what data set you're looking at. Exactly. Yeah, I can go back to that slide for you. Did you have a question over here? Say that one more time. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. No, so the data is all housed on the website for you all to go and query the data and pull out what you would need. Does that answer your question? Right, you know, I probably will not be able to answer that question for you specifically. They, I'm actually presenting on their behalf, but I can at the end give you the contact information if you want more information from them about that. About how they, their methods and how they really went about doing so. Which is what they did. I mean, they definitely did use sources from their Department of Transportation and also some other sources within the Public Health Department. Other questions? One more. Think that, you know, we make sure that we do definitely provide a number of different disclaimers around each of our data sets that are available to let them know what the limitations are of our data and also what associations can and cannot or should not be made when using that word linkage of the health and environment data. So we have tons of disclaimers and tons of resources and information providing ideas of how the data can and should be used. Yes, there are definitely success stories on the site, and some of them do have summaries of some of the other projects that they've been working on. Under that is the HIA tab on the website, so definitely check it out. Any others? So the states do most of that communication with the local planning agencies within that state, and then we work closely with the built environment folks at the CDC level, and they also have state grantees and that do also do.